news and more, including state-by-state reports on the nation's premier youth organization. This is FFA Today on Rural Radio 147.
Well, hello and welcome to this week's FFA Today. I'm Janet Adkison, your host. And let's get started with a few important messages from the national organization. Of course, as FFA members graduate high school this spring, they receive a free five-year Alumni Associate membership. 70,271 graduates received an email last week letting them know about the graduation gift and to ensure that they update their FFA.org profile with personal email addresses to continue receiving communications about opportunities and benefits that are included with the membership. Of course, you can learn more about the opportunities online at FFA.org/alumni. And if you know anyone graduating, please help share the message and welcome them to the National FFA Alumni and Supporters family. Now, nominations are open for students interested in serving on the National Officer Nominating Committee. Those nominations come to a close on July 15th. Anyone can nominate a current FFA member for this position, and members can nominate themselves as well. Just check out FFA.org for additional information. And finally, the National FFA is looking for adult consultants to help with the National FFA delegate experience. The appointed positions begin in July of 2019. Nominations for delegate coordinators will be accepted from everyone. However, no state may be represented more than once. Current coordinators are already from Louisiana, Ohio, Oregon, South Dakota, Tennessee, and Washington. Now, nominations are due by 5 p.m. Eastern Time this coming Monday, May 13th. Just contact delegates at FFA.org for additional questions. Well, now we head to the Peach State, where every year during the state convention, FFA gives back to the surrounding community through their Living to Serve program, giving the kind of outreach that's making a big difference to those in need. The Georgia Farm Monitor has more.
Service. It's one of the pillars of the FFA organization and the reason for this annual outreach program throughout Macon that sees nearly 1,000 volunteers give their time and effort to those in need. It's a mission that encapsulates what the FFA is all about.
The FFA motto's last line says living to serve. That's the statement that it makes. And so we try to instill as agriculture teachers in all of our students the need to give back.
One of the 11 locations was at the new Rescue Mission property set to open later this year. Between the sawing, scrubbing, and pruning, these students put in a full day's work.
These young men and women are amazing. We're just walking around looking, and they are getting after it. I mean, limbs, sawing, mopping, cleaning, raking. I mean, they're just, they just get after it. And I think what we appreciate more than anything is their passion. They're not doing this because somebody told them to. They're doing it because they want to, and that says a lot about their heart. And we're just, I'm just blown away at their passion.
Service comes with sacrifice. If you're not spending something, even if it's sweat, you know, there's an investment on the part of service work. And so we try to teach students that it's important to invest back into the ones that support you.
Despite all the sweat equity put into these projects, it really is gratifying for the students and teachers as well. In fact, the number of volunteers for the Living to Serve program has continually grown over the years.
I think this is probably one of the highlights of convention, to be able to come and to invest and do some work that actually provides a benefit to this, you know, community of Macon that supports us so well and has for several years now.
I mean, it's not my first time coming out and doing stuff, but I really enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. It's a great learning experience. I feel like this definitely teaches not only me, but everybody else that came out, that it doesn't take much to give back to the community. Just doing small things can really be a help.
That type of enthusiasm and selflessness shown by these students also energizes those who run organizations like the Rescue Mission, who strive to make their community a better place.
If you've got kids this age serving and giving their time, it speaks to our heart. It makes us better, and it makes us want to continue to extend what it is they're giving. So this stuff is contagious, and I'm blown away. I really am. To me, there's not a more important entity in our school systems or in our community than the FFA. They are the example, and we put them above everything else, to be honest with you, because of their heart, and you can see their passion.
Reporting from Macon, I'm Damon Jones for the Farm Monitor.
And while Macon was overrun with enthusiastic members, it does turn out that the annual event can prove just as impactful for advisors as well.
If you go to the Georgia FFA State Convention, there's one thing you'll notice. Lots and lots of blue jackets. But there's one other thing you'll notice usually hanging right around them. and that's their FFA advisors, talking with them and maybe even coaching them for an event, making an impact in their lives, and maybe not even know it, like Mr. Wilcox's ag teacher did.
I went to Telfair County High School, where my ag teacher's name was Doug Williams, and it all started one day. I was in the library, and I was in eighth grade at this point, and he came in, and he said, hey, you, my parents, we raise cattle. He said, hey, your dad has bought cows for him, and I said, yes, sir. He said, I want you to take my class when you come to high school. So in 2009, when I went to high school, I signed up for his class.
And from there, the rest is history. He ended up loving the class and ended up really developing a good relationship with his teacher.
He took me up under his wing. He showed me how to be a leader. I went to a lot of leadership contests. I did a lot of leadership camps. I was the president from 2011 to 2013 when I graduated. He pretty much just showed me what FFA was about.
He ended up loving the FFA so much and was so impacted by his own ag teacher, he decided to become one himself. He now teaches ag mechanics at Toombs County High School, and he told me he's excited to have them at convention this year.
My hopes and dreams and bringing them back to these things, it just kind of sheds more light on why I teach ag, and I've tried to explain to them each and every day in our classroom lessons and talks and my life lessons, as they call it. I try to explain to them, you know, how FFA can be a big impact on them, and I demonstrate that by showing them what it done for me.
What's amazing is that Wilcox is just one of many students that have been impacted by their ag teacher. I spoke to one other FFA advisor that also told me that it was his ag teacher that sparked his interest in ag and FFA so much, he decided to become an ag teacher as well.
My ag teacher was somebody that influenced me a lot, and if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have this opportunity. And so I decided I want to become an ag teacher. As one, you know, starting FFA so late, I still had that urge to be a part of it, and so I didn't want it to stop. And so I knew that becoming an ag teacher, I would still be involved with the organization.
He also said that mentoring kids like he was mentored also was a driving force behind his decision to pursue a career as an ag teacher.
What drove me to be an ag teacher was knowing that I will be able to take that kid that is not comfortable participating and get them to participate, because I was that kid, and I feel like I could make that connection between them.
As it can be shown through the lives of Felipe and Tomel, the FFA is a great organization that can really make impacts in the lives of kids that will last a lifetime.
FFA to me means it gives you a place of belonging, because FFA has so many facets in it, whether you want to be in leadership, whether you like teamwork. I mean, FFA, it just encompasses a whole wide range of many different things that will help and make an impact on each student's life.
Well, again, thanks to the Georgia Farm Monitor for that story. Now stay tuned. We've got even more news from state conventions across the country, this time in the Buckeye State. That's coming up next on Rural Radio. Well, thanks for tuning in this week. And now we head to Ohio. That's where reporters from Ohio AgNet and Ohio's Country Journal talked to officers and attendees about the recent 91st State FFA Convention.
Hi, I'm Lindsay Oakley, and I'm a student reporter for the 2019 Ohio FFA State Convention. Here, I'm with Bethany Starlin, who is slated to be a state officer next year. So, Bethany, could you tell me what was the process like to become a state officer?
Yeah, so you actually kind of begin when you first enroll in your agricultural education class. Over the past 3-4 years, everything that I've done has kind of contributed to this moment. I'm developing new skills, leadership skills, and just kind of finding out who I am as a person, which really helped me in the process. We had to submit an application in the end of March, and then we had our interviews on April 13th, it was a long day, and it was a very interesting day. It was different, kind of a different interview process than I've ever been through before, but it was a great experience to go through.
So when would you say was like the turning point in when you decided you wanted to be a state officer yourself?
Yeah, so throughout my whole high school career, I was like, basketball is what I want to do with everything. I was going to go play college basketball somewhere. And then I started realizing that FFA was developing me more as a person than basketball ever would. And I kind of turned away from basketball and did what was making me a better person, and that was FFA. And as soon as I made that switch, I started realizing I was improving who I was, and I was really becoming who I wanted to be, and that was kind of the turning point of, wow, I do want to be a state officer.
So I know that you have siblings, and I'm not quite sure, were they in FFA, and if they were, did they help you on this journey that you're on now?
Yeah, so my sisters also were both state officers. Emily was the state sentinel, and Kayla was the District 10 president when they had that. And they did help me a little, but believe it or not, I did a lot of this on my own. They weren't really the most helpful individuals at times, but yeah, I am thankful for all the support my family did provide during this journey.
Okay, and one last question. If you could pick one person that has really influenced you throughout your FFA journey or this state officer journey, who would that be and why?
I would definitely say my grandfather. He grew up on a farm himself, and they farmed back in the olden days where stuff was a lot different now, and I would hear the stories that he would have to say to me, and then we would compare it to today's agriculture, and that man inspired me to be a better person and to do what I wanted to do and take my heart and run with it. So he's probably the reason I'd be here today.
All right, well, this is Lindsay Oakley here with Bethany Starlin. Bethany, thank you for being here with me.
Hello, my name is Mallory Lyles with Ohio AgNet here with Cameron Reinhart, a past state officer. Cameron was actually the very first state officer I ever met my freshman year and has been an inspiration to me from that very moment. It's now been 3 years since he's been a state officer, and I just got to know, how has state office changed your life?
Being a state officer for the Ohio FFA Association really gave me a new outlook on life. It helped me decide what I wanted to do in my future. I had it set in mind that I wanted to be a high school ag teacher, and after being a state officer, I decided the classroom might not be the best role for me, but going into higher education is what I've decided now, and just getting to meet new people and making those connections all over Ohio agriculture has been a lifelong journey for me, and it's been an awesome experience.
Fantastic. So where are you attending college now?
I go to Wilmington College, majoring in agriculture, business, and leadership.
How has Wilmington affected your ag future positively? What are you doing at Wilmington that's so special?
I'm super involved on campus at Wilmington College. I was recently just elected as student body president. And I'm very involved in different things. Wilmington has given me an opportunity to connect with alumni and connect with other individuals within the agricultural industry. And it's given me a hands-on learning experience to really grow my knowledge of agriculture and the business side of agriculture. And once I'm done at Wilmington, I plan to attend the Ohio State University to pursue a master's degree in agricultural education.
Fantastic. So what do you plan to do with your degree in agriculture education?
I plan to go into higher education, so my goal is to one day be a college professor, so I want to teach the future teachers.
I'm Mallory Lyles with Cameron Reinhart here at the Ohio State FFA Convention at the Wilmington booth. Thank you.
Hello everyone, it's Mackenzie Hoke here, and I'm here with Miss Lainey LeBlanc, the National Secretary. Lainey, how are you today?
I'm great, how are you?
I'm doing good. So as you might see, we're in front of the AgriScience Fair booth, and we have a little special connection with that, don't we?
Yeah, so I'm actually a junior in animal science at Louisiana State University, and I actually recently had the opportunity to participate in some genetics research with turtles, and so I have a special place in my heart for research and how much value it brings to your education, and I think it's amazing that high schoolers here today have the opportunity to start gaining those skills that are going to be so relevant to their time in college, no matter what they end up studying. So yeah, it's been incredible to go and see what the projects are all about and see kind of the conclusions that they've found.
So while you were like in FFA as like a member, did you actually get to participate in the AgriScience Fair?
Yeah, so I actually never did AgriScience Fair, but for my supervised agricultural experience, I did small animal production and care. And what I did was I partnered with a local animal shelter and was able to work with the shelter veterinarian working with parasitology, kind of working in a lab setting, which was something that helped equip me to succeed in a lab years later in college.
So out of all the AgriScience Fair projects today, which is probably like your favorite activity or like kind of description like you like the most?
Yeah, I absolutely love obviously the animal systems division. I think they're all incredible because that's related to what I'm studying. But I also think that the food science side is really interesting because human health is something that has always piqued my interest. So it's cool to see some of the findings that they're seeing within the areas of food science.
It was incredible to meet you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Hallie Miller here at the 91st FFA Convention. I'm joined by
Jacob Roush,
Tyler Roush,
Aaron Roush.
And they are so unique. They're triplets receiving their state degrees. Can you guys tell us a little bit about what you've done in FFA this year? And if you guys like being triplets?
Yeah, we like being triplets. Most of our experiences was community service and all that. So we did a lot of stuff with the fire department and all that. missions trip at our church.
That's really interesting. Can you tell us a little bit, Tyler?
I think it was a little bit easier being triplets going through FFA. We kind of did everything together. We could bring some of our friends along. We just kind of bring us a bigger group in.
And how about you, Aaron?
I like being a triplet because we're always together. We could work through problems better and just always have a friend. And I showed goats this year at my fair and went to state and national level with them. And I had a great time supporting FFA.
Great job. So you guys are receiving your state degrees. Can you tell the audience at home a little bit about all the hard work that goes into receiving this amazing degree and all of the long hours that you've put in for it?
Well, you got to have dedication and you want to stay with it, especially after high school and all that, so you can better your community and all that.
I think my biggest disadvantage, I had the hours and I had the dedication. Is my thing was logging all of it. It was pretty difficult getting on a computer every day, every week, to actually put it in to AET.
How about you?
It was pretty fun. The stuff was easy to put in online, and it was just pretty cool.
Well, congratulations, all of you, on your hard work. Thank you all.
Well, it sounds like another great convention is in the books. And of course, we'll have the latest on even more events from around the country as convention season rolls right along. Well, don't go anywhere. We'll hear from a few of your national officers about a couple of big anniversaries being celebrated this year straight ahead on FFA Today. Welcome back to FFA Today.
Each year, the National FFA selects 6 student members to represent the organization as national officers, advocating for the future of agriculture on a global scale. A new set of officers, of course, were elected at the 91st FFA convention last October. And joining us now is current National President Luke O'Leary. Luke, thanks for taking time out of your crazy schedule to join us. We always appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Jenny. It's really cool to be here.
Well, we certainly love you guys. Now, give us kind of a little background about yourself.
Yeah, well, I'm Luke O'Leary. I'm from San Luis Obispo, California, right there on the Central Coast. I always describe to people who don't know the state of California that when you see that little bend in California, that elbow, I'm from right above that bend, right on the coast.
Okay.
Beautiful place to grow up in, and always saw agriculture from afar through my grandfather and grandparents that showed me what agriculture production looks like, and got to spend summers out on the cattle ranch and seeing agriculture from afar. But it was when I stepped into the ag ed classroom as a freshman, I was exposed to it for myself and able to see that I could have a role in agriculture. And that just launched me into where I am today, of being able to not only be a part of agriculture, but part of this leadership organization that's developing leaders to change the world in whatever career path they may choose. So grateful for this jacket and what it's led me to.
What does being the national president, what does that entail?
Oh gosh, how do I explain that as the quickest possible? It's packed with so much. All 6 of us as a national officer team pretty much have the same job, and that's just to represent the 670,000 student members across the country. Mm-hmm. We have members in all 50 states, plus Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, and Washington, D.C. And we get to travel to all those places and get to meet with the people that we represent, the students we represent. And then we get to bridge that gap between students to all of our other stakeholders, to different partners of our organization and business and industry leaders, and those that we get to connect from the real world in agriculture to the students who are preparing to go into that world and career path.
Now, I did not realize this until we were going through the news earlier today, but the 50th anniversary for the Washington Leadership Conference, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
What do you guys have lined up? Something special?
It is. It's exciting. The Washington Leadership Conference has been one that is sort of this capstone to our leadership development continuum, where students can go through these leadership conferences throughout their time in high school and then get to have this experience in our nation's capital, where they learn all about what does it mean to advocate for something we believe in, as well as really focusing on the last line of our motto, living to serve. Mm-hmm. And what does that mean to serve our communities? And so they go away from this conference back home with a living to serve plan of what can they do to empower their communities. So I'm really excited for the facilitators who will be at this year's conference, because I know they have a lot of special things. And so I won't spoil it for the students there, but we get over 2,500 students there in the Capitol every summer, and it's going to be a powerful experience, as it's been for the past 50 years.
All right. Well, Luke, thank you very much for joining us. We always appreciate it. Again, we've been talking with the current National FFA President, Luke O'Leary, sitting down with us here in studio today. And securing resources for the future of agricultural education, that's the mission of the National FFA Foundation, which is now celebrating its 75th year. Joining us now for a further look is National FFA Southern Region Vice President Jordan Stowe. And Jordan, thanks for sitting down with us today.
Thanks so much for having me. Super excited to be here.
Absolutely. So give us a little bit of background on yourself before we jump into the foundation.
So I'm from a small town called Enterprise, Alabama. Grew up there all my life and got involved with FFA when I was in the 10th grade. I had two really phenomenal ag teachers that are married to one another, Mr. and Mrs. Dice, that really believed in me and got me involved. So not coming from an agriculture background, I really got involved in the public speaking and leadership side of FFA and got to serve as a chapter officer and also started finding supervised agricultural experiences that really interested me. So I was able to raise service dogs for a couple years during my FFA journey.
Interesting.
Then went to Auburn University as a first generation college student strictly because of FFA and because of the support the foundation gives. And then able to serve as a national officer this year as my during my junior year of college.
What an exciting journey that you had. Yeah. Now you mentioned the foundation. 75 years of the foundation. That's a pretty big accomplishment.
Absolutely. And the foundation provides so much opportunities for members. So the National FFA Foundation basically builds partnerships between individuals, businesses, and organizations to help secure funding for the future of agriculture education and the National FFA. So it's really powerful to get to celebrate all that they do. Some really cool opportunities, like they provide scholarships. They gave out $2.7 million in scholarships to students last year. And I think that's so phenomenal because I was one of those recipients when I was graduating high school. And I know how special that is to feel secure and feel proud of your accomplishments, but also know that there's an organization backing you and providing opportunities for you as well.
And now, of course, you're a college student. You're taking some time away, of course, to serve as a national officer. What a unique opportunity. What does this opportunity mean to you?
Oh, goodness. It's hard to find words because there's so many. But I think that one of my favorite things about getting to serve as a national officer is getting to hear the stories of the 670,000 members that my five teammates and I get to represent, of getting to spend a week in Hawaii, seeing their service projects and seeing the members' stories and seeing what they do when I grew up in small town Alabama and realizing that no matter what, agriculture connects us all and agriculture doesn't have a certain definition or require a certain background that you have to come from for you to be a part of it and succeed.
So you're off school for a year while you're serving as a national officer, but what's next for you? Where are your plans in the future?
Absolutely. So after the next 6 months of serving as a national officer and wrapping up, I plan to move to California and attend Cal Poly and study agricultural communications.
Is that Luke's fault?
A little bit, yeah. They had some really, they really provided a lot of support for people who are involved in FFA. So Luke and I actually got to go tour a couple weeks ago.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Well, pretty cool. Now, before we wrap things up, any last words for somebody who might be sitting on the fence about joining the organization?
Oh boy, lots of words. So I think one of my best advice for someone that's on the fence about joining the FFA is that it does truly provide an opportunity for everyone and it provides a lot of outlets to explore. I think of when I first joined FFA, I had no clue what I wanted to get involved in. I just knew I wanted to be involved because I was having fun and people believed in me there. So I got to try an array of contests, an array of projects. And no matter what, it's not about winning or being the best at something. It's about learning and growing yourself as an individual and being able to get out of your comfort zone. And I think that that is so valuable, not only in high school, but throughout all of our lives, is to continue growing and learning. And FFA is a perfect opportunity and a perfect place to do that.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much for sitting down with us. We appreciate it. And we hope you enjoy the next 6 months as much as you have the first 6 months.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Again, talking with National FFA Southern Region Vice President Jordan Stowe, sitting down with us here in studio.
Well, that'll do it for this week's show, but if you have something that you'd like to share on the program or an idea for something you'd like to hear more about, just send it along to us. Shoot us an email at FFAToday@FFA.org or give us a call, 855-RR-147. That's 855-776-147. Until next week, I'm Janet Atkinson with FFA Today on Rural Radio 147, Sirius XM.